This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the GST Bachat Utsav energized demand, production and employment during the Diwali festival, giving a boost to the economy. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the 17th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi today. Highlighting the recent reforms in GST, the Prime Minister said their impact goes beyond consumer savings. He said the next generation GST reforms are also creating more employment opportunities.
इस बार त्योहारों के इस मौसम में जीएसटी बचत उत्सव ने भी नए रंग भर दिए हैं। ये जीएसटी बचत उत्सव रोजगार उत्सव में भी बदल रहा है। अभी हमने देखा धनतेरस दीपावली पर जिस तरह रिकॉर्ड बिक्री हुई है, नए नए रिकॉर्ड बने, पुराने रिकॉर्ड टूटे, ये दिखाता है कि कैसे जीएसटी में हुए रिफॉर्म ने देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को नई गति दी है।
During the event, appointment letters to more than 51,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations were distributed under the Rozgar Mela initiative. The Prime Minister also launched the Viksit Bharat Yojana in the country, which aims to provide jobs to 3.5 crore youth. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that active participation of women is necessary to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The President was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the centenary celebrations of St. Teresa's College at Ernakulam in Kerala today.
Active participation of women is necessary for the country to leverage its demographic dividend. A society led by women leaders is likely to be more human while being more efficient. I am confident that this generation of young women students will lead India into becoming Viksit Bharat by 2047.
In Bihar, star campaigners from both NDA and Mahagathbandhan held multiple rallies and roadshows today to woo the voters for the first phase of the state assembly elections. Polling in this phase will be held on 121 seats across 18 districts on the 6th of November. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held an election rally in Samastipur, invoking the legacy of socialist icon Jan Nayak Karpuri Thakur and pledging to accelerate development and social justice across the state. Mr. Modi said Bihar is witnessing rapid progress under the NDA government in the state. Meanwhile, Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, speaking to reporters in Patna, said if their alliance comes to power in the state, steps will be taken to resolve the problem of unemployment in the state. Election to the 243-member Bihar Assembly is being held in two phases. 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will go to polls in second phase on 11th of November. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that Operation Sindoor is an embodiment of country's military prowess and national character. He asked the armed forces to never underestimate adversaries and remain alert and ready. Mr. Singh took stock of the security situation and the operational preparedness of the Indian Army during the Army Commanders Conference in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan today. The minister said Operation Sindoor will go down in history as not just a military operation but also a symbol of the nation's courage and restraint. Railways will operate over 900 special trains during the next 3 days to cater to the festival rush. The Railways Ministry said over 6,000 special trains have been notified to facilitate passengers returning after celebrating Diwali and Chhath festival. It said around 30 stations in Bihar are equipped with additional ticket counters, CCTV surveillance and other passenger-friendly arrangements to maintain smooth operations during the Chhath festivities. India won two bronze medals today at Asian Youth Games in Bahrain. Indian athlete Veer Bhadu scripted history by winning the first ever medal for the country, a bronze in mixed martial arts. Veer secured his position on the podium with a win over Thailand's Dechavot Barisri by unanimous decision in the men's 80-kilogram category. Palash Mandal won a bronze medal in the boys' 5,000-meter walk race. And that is the end of this news bulletin.